heavy-duty news headlines of the day, and it's a normal or nuts Friday. We have a lot of fine contenders. 11 hours ago on Facebook, I posted this story about NDSU prohibiting fencing practice on campus because it violates the school's weapons policy. That's about as nuts as you can get, and I I see the vast majority of our listeners agree. So we have that and a few contenders for normal or nuts Friday questions. We have the special panel on Benghazi. We have new information on these terrorists that Hillary Clinton's State Department refused to label as a terrorist group. We have a lot of things in the news. But you know what? With the draft last night, the Vikings not going for a QB. Is that nuts? I think so. We have the Faustin bullying story. We were the first to post that a video day before yesterday that has gone just bonkers viral. And a lot of folks chatting about that. The, the video is just, appalling. Youngster using some interesting language, but I guess the fact that language is used on the bus and, I don't know. I was conflicted on that whole story back and forth between, would you do this to your kids? You know, this video going out, and obviously this little girl having one heck of a tough time. I'm getting sucked into the news cycle here, and I promised I wasn't going to do that, because I think the most important story of this Friday is that it's Mom's Day on Sunday. And I contend that being a mother is the most important and most difficult job on the planet. Sometimes when I bring that up, folks say I'm nuts. So I'll subject myself to whether I'm normal or nuts today for having that belief. But regardless of whether I'm normal or nuts, and it is the most important job and the most difficult job on the planet, I think we ought to take some time to do a little shout out to moms today and for allow you an opportunity to salute your mom. Thank your mom. Maybe find something to thank your mom about that you've never, ever told her that made a difference. Pull out from the depths of your mind and your childhood rearing something about your mom that you want to publicly thank her for. What would that be? 855-200-1776, whether your mom is still with us. Let's hope. Or whether you are left with just your memories of your mom, whatever it might be, way to honor her. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. It's also the Minnesota Fishing Opener on Sunday. It's also my wedding anniversary on Sunday. You know, we have two birthdays. Maria, my wife, and our oldest daughter, Hannah. Anniversary and Mother's Day. Good thing we don't fish. All wrapped into this weekend's festivities. May's a big month. Big month. So happy birthday, Maria. Happy birthday, Hannah. That's tomorrow. Our wedding anniversary Sunday and Mother's Day. If you would like to take the Mom's Day Salute Challenge here today on the program, call me. 855-200-1776. Step out of your box a little bit. Thank Mom. And then you can find the podcast and send it to Mom. Little treat. On Sunday, you can say, Mom, you know what I did? I actually called the radio program because I thought of a story that I'd never thanked you about before, and I told everybody what I wanted to thank you about, what I wanted to thank you for. This is not a new one for me, but the one I often default to when I think of my mom, Jeanette, who was under the wonderful care of the good folks at Bethany in Fargo. Bethany Retirement Living lives there with her buds and the good folks there. And it is my faith, because mom was the faith formation director in our house growing up. Mom was the one, okay, up you go. It's Sunday morning. Off you go to CCD. Off you go to, you know, all right, say your prayers. Mom, and that came from her parents. I have great memories of my grandparents being Sunday Mass with them. So, Mom, you know, and I think if you have, my little life lesson is if you have that, no matter what else comes, and there'll be plenty of things that'll come, you will have trials. You will have tribulations. That's a guarantee. Nobody skates through without things that test you along the way. And what is the one weapon that can help you take it? Faith. So I think it's the most important thing you can impart on kids. And so I'm always thankful to Mom for that. Here's the telephone number, 855-200-1776, and you have a couple of options when you call to weigh in. And that is, when you press 1, you can leave a message. So if you want to just share your story, thank Mom for something, give us a little Mom's Day salute shout-out, you just do 855-200-1776, press 1. Or share the story with me. Call me and share. We have a lot of open phone time today, this hour and next. Actually, a couple of, I'll just run through what we're doing for you today. The Golden Girls will be here in a little bit. We'll get them to talk about their moms. Bottom of the hour, Mike McFadden will be here. He is a U.S. Senate candidate in Minnesota. I love his new ad. He's got his son in an ad talking about how cheap his dad is. And then his dad going on to say, yeah, I'm cheap, and that's what we need. And then first 90 minutes of the next segment, the 9 and half of the 10 o'clock hour, we're doing open phone time for your calls. Purposely wanted to spend some time on that. And then Patrick Hughes will be here. He is the CEO of Prairie Companies. And Prairie Companies has started a new company called North Dakota LNG. They are building the first liquefied natural gas production facility in the state of North Dakota in Tioga. All right. So anyway, that's the plan for today. 855-200-1776. By the way, my mistake on the comment about the Vikings, I've already been called out by an astute listener. The Vikes didn't draft a QB. They didn't early, but they actually eventually drafted Bridgewater. So this emailer deciding to correct me on that point rather than thank Mom. Come on, thank Mom. It's more fun to thank Mom than correct the talk show host here.
Mr. Hannon. I suggest you read today's forum. The Vikings did draft a quarterback in the first round. Bye.
Yeah, I already read it actually, but I don't know that I spent much time on the sports page. But I read something erroneously that they had not drafted a quarterback, but it was wrong. It was early, and it wasn't the sports page. So can't blame the sports page. Anyway, Johnny Manziel. Was supposedly somebody they were maneuvering for, right? And then they decided to pass or had the opportunity. And so that's what I was talking about, which I would have preferred, honestly. But whatever, they did get a quarterback later on, Bridgewater. So is Bridgewater going to bring us to the promised land? Are we happy about that? I don't know. I love your comments on the NDSU. You know, isn't it sad, folks, that the common sense is so difficult to find? That's what I thought when I heard this story. Where's common sense, for crying out loud? And the gist of this is that, you know, NDSU has a fencing program, okay? But they don't allow the fencing program students to practice on campus because it violates the weapons policy. First of all, it's a sport. I mean, I can make anything into a weapon, right? Couldn't I make a football into a weapon? This is really crazy. And so anyway, my take is either you don't like fencing because you consider the fencing equipment as weapons, which is really ridiculous. And in that case, don't have a fencing program or allow these folks to practice on campus. And evidently the foils, as they're called, that's the tool in fencing. Despite their appearance, I think they also call them sabers. They don't have sharp edges or points. In fact, it's flat. It's like a spring and a flat tip that if you press against the body of the other person, you get a point. But it doesn't hurt them, for crying out loud. It's not a weapon. Is that nuts? They're banning that? Stupid, says Wendy. Where is common sense? Oh, that's right. We're becoming a nation of hypersensitivity. Congrats, everybody, says Chad. This is what your complacency has wrought. No fencing on campus because they're weapons. You think? No kidding. All right. Thank Mom today, 855-200-1776.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How can we have the Bickersons with only one of the two Golden Girls? Lankita Cullum had a funeral today, so Ellen Ratner is the one and only Golden Girl. Hello, Ellen. Happy Friday to you. How are you?
Well, I can always argue with you, Scotty, because I'm to the left and you're to the right.
Yes, we'll do the Bickersons ourselves. Actually, the first thing I wanted to suggest, and I've asked our listeners to do the same thing, is to recall a memory of their mother raising them. And maybe thank mom for something they hadn't thanked their mom for. Is there something you could think of that you want to thank your mom about that you haven't?
Oh, yeah. You know, since you're interested, because I'm in New York right now with the folks from South Sudan, and they've said to me, where did you drive, you know, because if anybody knows, I'm pretty driven, particularly when it comes to South Sudan. And I said, well, my mother, when we were 5 years old, and I was in kindergarten, my mother would make me practice show and tell. That's what a driver she was. And I hated it then. I hated it through adolescence. But my drive comes totally from my mother.
So she constantly was pushing you. Do this, do this. Do, go, 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 go.
Practice, practice, practice. Make sure you present yourself correctly, et cetera, et cetera.
And that started as early as show and tell? Well, that'd be like kindergarten or something probably, right? Preschool.
Yeah, 5 years old.
See, isn't that something? And that one little thing that probably, you know, as you say, at the time drove you crazy, that to this day stays with you. And think of all the good that you have done because of that attribute your mother imparted on you.
That's right. So what? How about your mom, Scotty?
Did you ever thank your mom, by the way, for that? Did you ever say, Mom, well, I tell you, I don't know that. I would not
we
have to drive.
We had a very nice conversation before she died in 1976. It was a goodbye conversation, and I told her what a great mother she'd been, and she said I had been a great daughter. So it was a very good thing we did.
That's good. I mentioned that my faith comes from my mother. I mentioned that already. That's and you know I've mentioned it before on the air. I know I think about it at Mother's Day before, and I know I've talked about it on the air before because I am of the belief that if you have a strong faith, that no matter what life throws at you, and it will, that you're going to be able to weather it. It's just an attribute that will serve you so well in so many ways. And I got that from my mom and from my grandparents, her parents. And that's obviously where she got it. And I just think that's fantastic. You know, the other thing is that, you know, if I had to just to pick a word, just the care, you know, that comes from mom. That just, you know, and that's a motherly trait that's just so wonderful. But I can, you know, if I pick up memories, I can remember, you know, coming home at lunchtime in grade school, and you know, there was a lunch, and you know, a mom feeding a child, I guess, isn't anything that you think about. But it wasn't necessarily the food; it was the conversation, it was the how's the day going, it was the care and the concern, you know. And those are normal motherly traits. But I don't know that, you know, now as I sit here, about to hit 50. Later this year, whether I, you know,
October 22nd, right?
Yeah, exactly. I
you're going to be 50? Oh yeah, yay!
I am. I remember your 50th birthday, wasn't it? Just before 9/11, that was the big 5-0 for
right
you.
Right after, yes, it was actually 10 days after my birthday, and it was 3 days before 9/11.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
it was on the 8th of September, and 9/11 happened on 9/11.
Yeah, because I remember we were, you know, it was one of the we were steps from the White House just a few days before 9/11, got on a plane on, I think, the 10th of September, and the rest of the, you know, rest of, I almost was in the air on 9/11. But,
well, you know, former Congressman Bob Ney is always, he always says, I thank you for being alive. Because he came to my birthday party, he did not go to New York, where he was supposed to go to an event the morning of 9/11 in the Twin Towers.
Is that right? I wonder how many stories there are like that out there.
Oh, pretty amazing.
It is. Because of your birthday, huh? How about that?
Right.
Okay, so anyway.
What are we doing for yours?
Oh, I don't know. For one, it seems like a lifetime from now. It's May. It's Maria's birthday this weekend, you know. Maria and Hannah have a birthday, and it's our anniversary. Ellen was the MC at our wedding. So think about that.
How many years now married?
12. It'll be 12 this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How about that?
And let me ask you a question. Maria, your wife, what has she done as a mother that has impressed you the most?
Just unbelievable sacrifice. I mean, I believe that being a mother is the most difficult job and the most important job of any on the planet. You and I always talk about, you know, jobs. And
well, let me just tell you something, Scott Hennen. I have a child, as you know, who was a former slave and was purposely blinded. And it has been the toughest thing I have ever done is to be his mother. And I am, and honestly, I know Maria is maternal. I don't think I have one maternal cell in my body. And it has been so hard.
Yes, becoming a mother, in your 50s was not easy, right?
How about 60?
Yeah, that's right, because you, how long have you had?
He came over when I was 60.
Yeah, incredible.
Toughest thing I have ever done in my life. Makes Sal Sudan, makes radio, makes everything look like a piece of cake.
Well, it's tough. It's a tough duty. And so I just the sacrifices you make, and of course, in your case, you're used to doing what you're doing. Then at 60, you're a mother. That just the whole mind shift of what you're having to have to your priorities and everything else. And that's just the amazing thing about mothers to me. And it isn't as though they run around saying, oh, I don't get to do this. I don't get to do that. Or the kid. It's just in their DNA that, kids come first. And all the I have great unending admiration for moms, without question. So I think it's the least we can do is to take a little time to pause today, find a story that we maybe haven't thanked our mothers about. And again, like the little story I told about just the time and the care and the concern. I don't know that I've ever said, Mom, I remember coming home from lunch at middle school, at elementary school, and just those wonderful conversations we'd have over lunch. I just can to this day remember that, and that I have a great warm feeling about all the care and concern that you gave. I probably never told her that, see? So it's a good opportunity to think of it and share it. And you can call us at 855-200-1776 today to do that. We want to hear about great stories about mom, thanking them today on this Mother's Day. We didn't even bicker. We only have a minute left. I see the Democrats are going to get together and decide what to do on the Benghazi committee. What do you think they ought to do?
Well, I think they ought to put the five people on the committee so that they can hold the Republican speech to the fire.
Yeah, if they do a hissy fit, I'm going to take my ball and go home. That won't look well. It'll look like they're kind of hiding things, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they absolutely should be there full time. And I think that's what's going to happen, honestly, if I'm a predictor of history.
They're deciding how to play it right now. So anyway.
Right. And they're having a meeting this morning.
Exactly right. Ellen Ratner, one half of the Golden Girls, sans any bickering today, but much
happy
more important.
Happy Mother's
Day. What's that?
I said happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to you. I can give you a happy Mother's Day greeting.
Thank you.
Yes, talk to you later. Ellen Ratner, our dear friend, one half of the Golden Girls. Mike McFadden, a candidate for Senate on the Republican ticket to take on Al Franken in Minnesota next.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Friday edition of the program, 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. Vikings draft in the news, Common Core standards in the news, NDSU's fencing practice on campus, not possible because it violates the school's weapons policy. A couple of questions we've raised on our Facebook page and we'll chat about, and a chance to thank moms on this Mom's Day. So remember that. That's probably our most important function today on the program. Also, a Steve Sports Saturday preview coming up here in just a little bit. Dustin Moore with some sports headlines, and we'll check weather coming up in a little bit as well. I have a new favorite campaign ad. Mike McFadden, who's running for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate to take on Al Franken in Minnesota, has a new ad out in which he proudly is described as cheap by his son, which I think is hilarious. We need some more cheap politicians to bring some common sense. Mike McFadden back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Mike?
Well, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show again. It's great to be here, and a big shout out to all your listeners.
I love your new ad. This is great. You're it's obviously kind of fun. You have your son in there talking about how cheap you are, and you proudly embrace the label. Looks like we need a little of that in government these days, don't we?
Amen. We need a lot of it. And, you know, Scott, I give you and the listeners the story behind the story. And if you haven't seen the ad, you can just go to Facebook, Mike McFadden, Facebook, Mike McFadden for Senate. And the name of the ad is Stitches. And I have six kids, Scott, and, five boys and one daughter. And everyone played hockey, and my son Connor, when I don't know, he's probably 12 years old. He'd gotten stitches, like many hockey players do, and three or four stitches on his nose. And we were up at another tournament 5 days later with my next oldest, Patrick, and so I had the two of them with me, and my lovely wife Mary Kate said, "Hey, Mike, it's 5 days. He's got to get those stitches out, or he'll have a scar on his face." You know, and I'm a guy. I don't really care if he's got a scar on his face, but I said, "Okay, Mary Kate, I absolutely will do that." So on that Saturday morning, I took him into the clinic, and we got the nurse. I said, "Can we take these stitches out?" And, you know, which is a pretty easy thing to do. You know, you just clip it and pull them out. And the nurse said, "Yeah, fine." I said, "By the way, what would this cost?" And she said something like $120. And I'm like, "That's crazy to just clip it and pull it out." And then she said, "Scott, here's what she said. It just set me off." She said, "Don't worry, insurance will take care of it." And that's all I needed to hear. I started turning red, and I said, "Can I borrow those scissors?" And I grabbed them, and my son's eyes were, you know, as wide as a saucer because he knew what I was going to do. And I just, you know, clipped that little knot and pulled the stitches out. And he's no worse for the wear. He's fine. And we said, and it's this mindset. It's this mindset that don't worry about it. Insurance will take care of it, or don't worry about it. Or, you know, politicians, don't worry about it. We need to worry about it. We need to be absolute zealots in terms of, you know, our own personal budgets and the government's budget.
And that ultimately, that way of thinking, what will it translate to in revving the economy, getting the economy back up off the mat, getting jobs created, do you believe?
Well, you know, I'm a businessman, Scott. You know, I'm not a politician. This is the first time I've run, and I'm so proud of it. I believe the single biggest issue in this country is we've created this professional class of politician, and they're killing us. I've always believed in a learn, earn, and then serve model. And I think I have real life experience in the private sector that translates to what we need to do to get this economy growing. And it's mission number one, Scott. We since Al Franken took office, we've grown at, you know, 1% GDP each year. I mean, that's just not acceptable. It's the slowest rebound from a recession in the history of the country. And I know how to get this economy going. You know, as a small business owner, I advised other businesses on growth, and we are so overregulated. So we need to scale back regulation. We have to have smart regulation, not overregulation. And I am a huge proponent of the energy sector, as I know you are also, Scott. I mean, we are sitting on the doorstep of an energy renaissance, which is a complete game changer for our country if we allow it to happen. And you know, not only is, you know, I would the Keystone Pipeline, I would approve yesterday. There's 24 LNG plants that are being permitted right now in this country. I would fast track those. I would take off the shackles on the coal industry. And not only is energy the number one source of high paying jobs, Scott, but with low cost energy, we have a manufacturing renaissance. We have a manufacturing boom because all of a sudden we're able to manufacture competitively on a global scale. You know, we become a manufacturing superpower again. And that's how you help people. That's how you create jobs. That's how you increase wages. And it's, you know, that's how we get this economy growing at 4 to 5% a year, as we have seen under, you know, when Ronald Reagan was president. That's the opportunity, and that's what I'll fight for.
Now, Al Franken, I understand, was interviewed on ABC this week, and he really says his first term as senator has gone pretty good, and he's only made small mistakes. What did you make of that interview?
You know, it was a puff piece. I've gone around this state, Minnesota, over the last 8 months, Scott, and Al Franken has not been visible. He just has not been. Nobody has seen him. The idea that you just go to Washington and do nothing, and you know, is not what we need in a U.S. senator. And he's got big problems. He voted with the president 100% of the time, and the president's approval rating in Minnesota has fallen to 36%. I mean, he's really concerned, and he should be concerned. He hasn't worked hard. He's got the wrong policies. He believes that the government should do everything. 60th vote for Obamacare, that cost the equivalent of 2.3 million jobs. He supported the medical device tax, that lost us a number of jobs. He won't support the Keystone Pipeline, you know, that's thousands of jobs and you know, has a huge ripple effect in the service economy. That's a very positive ripple effect. He's done nothing to help fast track the copper mine up in the Iron Range in Minnesota, which has Bakken like characteristics if we allow it to happen. So he's not been a good senator for the people of Minnesota. I understand the economy. I understand how to move our state and our country forward, and that's why we're going to win.
By the way, May 30th is when that win begins at the state GOP convention in Rochester. Mike running up against Julie Ortman and Chris Dahlberg. About a half a minute left, real quick. How you doing on wooing the delegates?
You know, we're doing great. I mean, Scott, we're working so hard. I don't know anything but hard work. You know, my dad grew up on a dairy farm, and you know, dairy farmers, I think, are the hardest working people in the world. And he instilled that in myself and my siblings. And so we're working really, really hard. We're going to win. We're doing great in all 8 districts in the state, especially the 7th district, where a lot of your listeners are. We've done really, really well. We're leading in the delegate count, according to the information we have, which I think is the best information. And we're winning because of my message around the economy. They always say message, money, and organization, Scott. The message around the road to growth and prosperity has really resonated. That's allowed us to raise almost $3 million. The next closest candidate has cash on hand of $230,000. So there's a big delta there. And the money's important because it allows us to put together a first-class organization, which we've been able to do, I'm really proud of, and get our message out statewide through the airs. And you know, we have two ads out. One's the hockey ad, and the other one's the Stitches ad. So that's why we're going to win, Scott. I would encourage all your listeners to go to our website, www.mikemcfadden.com. If you can give us a donation, I'd love you for it. If you want to volunteer it, I'd love you even more. There's just places real easy where you can check the box there.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the time. Good luck to you.
Scott, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Steve, Sports Saturday. What's happening tomorrow? Let's find out from Mr. Hallstrom, and then Mr. Moore has some sports headlines for us.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here from Steve Sports Saturday. It's a very special edition of the Fargo Marathon tomorrow, and it's a very special edition of Steve Sports Saturday as well. I will actually be running the half marathon tomorrow, so Dustin Moore will be taking over for the first part of the show. And Dustin will be walking you through a lot of things that if you're thinking about getting into running or maybe taking it up to the next level, some great information for you. We'll be visiting with Clay Twigg, an old friend of ours who is an expert in equipment and shoes. You won't want to miss that. Dr. Scott Van Dam, one of the great chiropractors here in town, will be talking a little bit about orthopedics and fitness and things like that as well. So some really good stuff in hour number one. We'll also have Mike Hahn, president of the Downtown Community Partnership, on to talk a little bit about what having the Fargo Marathon back downtown means to the downtown area as well. Certainly we're going to talk a lot about the big NFL draft, the Vikings selecting a quarterback and a linebacker in round one. We'll also talk about the Minnesota Wild. Big game tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks as the Wild try to even that playoff series at two games apiece. You can listen to us every Saturday morning on AM 1100. You can also catch us online at am1100theflag.com and by mobile app at either Radio Loyalty or TuneIn Radio. Never an excuse for missing a show on Steve Sports Saturday. Everybody have a great Friday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Forward to tomorrow's show. Yes, the NFL draft and the Vikings moving back one spot from 8 to 9, picked up a fifth rounder from the Browns and take linebacker Anthony Barr from UCLA. Then at the end of the first round, the Vikes keep it exciting in these round one NFL drafts, with Seattle moving up 8 spots to take quarterback Teddy Bridgewater from Louisville with the 32nd pick in the first round. The Vikings have no picks as of right now in the second round. They have two third rounders, number 72 overall and number 96 overall. They have 4 different picks on Saturday, 2 fifth rounders, 1 sixth and 1 seventh rounder, so they may end up packaging something to move up into the second round. You never know. That's why you got to watch. Some remaining needs for the Vikings are offensive line help. They need a running back to back up Adrian Peterson because of Toby Gerhardt's depart. Also need a defensive back in there, maybe a little wide receiver help and somebody on that defensive line. So it'll be real interesting to see what happens there. Also real interesting to hear about the report that the Vikings did try to trade up ahead of the Ravens, I believe it was, in order to take Manziel, only to have the Browns trump their picks that they were giving up. So real interesting that the Vikings did try to go up to get Manziel, ended up with Bridgewater, still had to give up a draft pick, but it was only a fourth rounder, not too bad. The Minnesota Wild have their big game for tonight at the XL Energy Center, 8:30. Big line change is that Matt Molson is out on that fourth line. Matt Cook, who was suspended for 7 games, from a hit against Colorado in the first series. Matt Cook is in on that fourth line. He should add some help to a team that's looking to shut down some red-hot Blackhawks. The Minnesota Wild, again, remain unbeaten at home in the Stanley Cup playoffs and hope to even that series against the Blackhawks. Chicago will play its third straight game without forward Andrew Shaw. Should be a good one, 8:30 tonight. And the Twins have a series coming up against the Central leading Detroit Tigers. Should be a good one. They need to get back in the race. And a few marathon runners look for ideal conditions for the start of the marathon on Saturday.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hey folks, Scott Hennon here for my friends at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Swing season is here as we get ready for Leech Lake to open up and all the snow melting away. The fun season about to be here. Don't let it get you down the swing season. Treat yourself to a fantastic escape at one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Here's some deals. Now through May 22nd, book a massage in the award-winning Aveda Spa, $1 per minute. That's right, 60-minute massage, $60. 80 minutes, $80. You get the idea. The Copper Door Aveda Spa, one of the best. And, you know, this is a good time for good lodging prices. So check out the website, chaseonthelake.com, for different deals. But Chase has told me about a deal I know you're going to love. May 9th through the 15th, book a classic hotel room at Chase for only $59 a night. Plan ahead, get ready for it. That's over Mother's Day weekend and fishing opener. $59 a night based on availability. So the idea is get it in now. Chaseonthelake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. Come on now. Are we going to salute moms in any kind of fine fashion here today? I know what's going on. I know you folks well. Been doing this for far too long. Somebody's got to go first. See, well, Ellen Radner did. I did. Now it's your turn. Honor your mother. Where have we heard that before? Honor your mother with a shout out today. A thank you. A recognition of, we're sitting down over a cup of coffee. All right? Just you and I. No time pressure, just time to chat. When does that ever happen, by the way, right? Someday, where you're not, jumping from one fire to the next. We're just sitting down over a cup of coffee, a soda, whatever. And I say, tell me a story about your mom. What's that first story that comes to your mind? Because that's the one you probably want to thank her about, thank her for. And maybe you haven't done it before. So Mom's Day on Sunday, right up there with one of the most important of all the Hallmark holidays, right? I mean, a lot of them are designed to sell cards, but I tell you what, Mom's Day is one that belongs on the calendar. Whether it sells a lot of cards and cupcakes and buffet dinners or not, you know? And one thing that I've asked our kids to do for their mother, and she asks them once in a while for this too, and they don't really listen, and I have to just sort of be the enforcer on it, write a note. Because then it's the gift that kind of keeps on giving all year long. I don't know. Do you have any? If you have any other unique ideas that you know, maybe moms, you could tell us what you, moms, what do you want more than anything for Mother's Day? I'll bet it's not stuff. I'll bet it's not a giant bouquet of flowers. I bet it's just quality time with the ones you love, right? I'll bet it is. And you know, maybe no bickering on that day. No, nobody argue. Just sit down and let's, you know. But if you can jog loose a few great memories about Mom and share those in a way of a thanking Mom and a little Mom's Day salute today on the program, we greatly appreciate it. All right? 855-200-1776. You know what? Sometimes you have to do things that are a little outside your comfort zone. Especially for someone that sacrificed so much in so many ways for you. That'd be your mom. That's why I think it's the most difficult job on the planet Earth, because you just constantly are sacrificing for others. You just go further and further down the list when you're a mom. All about somebody else. So I think that's our most important function today, in addition to tackling all of the news headlines and things that are happening out there as well. Before I tell you about the weather, we chatted with Mike McFadden earlier, and I wanted to play the ad. I think it's a great ad. You know, he's raised a lot of bucks. That's important so he can go out and raise, run television commercials. And ultimately, I guess, Al Franken, that'll be a big one. But he's doing it now, seeking the delegates. Here's the ad. See what you think. I love this ad.
McFadden, and I approve this message. My dad, Mike McFadden. He's cheap. With six kids, it's called a budget. When I was 10 and had to get stitches out after a hockey injury, nurse said it would cost $100. Dad was so horrified, he grabbed the scissors and took them out himself.
You lived.
Trust me, nothing will stop Dad from trying to take out Obamacare.
Send me to Washington and give me some scissors. I'll put them to work.
Isn't that a great ad? I love it. I'm not big on campaign ads because they're all the same old, but that one I thought was pretty darn good. All right, let me tell you about our weather forecast here. We are in a set of May doldrums here between cold, cool weather and rain showers, and it's been pretty much the entire region. But I'll start in the valley here for folks in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Rain showers this morning, some sunshine during the afternoon. Fargo's high will hit about 62 with a northwest wind at 20 to 30. Chance of rain at 50%. Mainly clear skies tonight and a low of 36. My favorite pastime is to pull out the 10-day forecast and see if we're anywhere even within spitting distance of a 70. A week from Sunday, sunny without a hint of clouds and 64. Not bad, but this weekend looks like some rain showers, 64 tomorrow. Cloudy Sunday, Sunday in the 63. 70% chance of rain Monday and 52. And rain in the forecast Tuesday and Wednesday. It's not good for our grower friends. My gosh, 32 degrees right now in Tioga, by the way. It's 45 in Fargo, but it's freezing right now on the 9th of May in Tioga. And the forecast there for the oil patch, sunny and 64 today with a south wind at 10 to 15. So warming up, but you're still putting some seed into cold soil there. Hoofta. Clear skies during the evening, giving way to clouds and a few showers after midnight tonight. Low of 41. Looking ahead. There on the 10-day forecast. It's pretty much the same thing I've been telling you here, folks. Nowhere near 70. Warmest we're going to do is 64 today, and that'll be it for a while. 50s much of the weekend. 45 with rain showers on Sunday, believe it or not. Incredible. Really is. 39 in Williston at this hour right now. I said 32 already in Tioga. Fargo, a 45 degrees as well under sunny skies right now. Partly cloudy skies. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.